This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Imagine for a moment the year 1800. A doctor is meeting with a patient, most likely in the patient's home. The patient is complaining about shortness of breath, a cough, a fever.
The doctor listens to the patient's complaints, asks a ton of questions, scribbles some notes.
Producer Emmett Fitzgerald.
And the doctor might check the patient's pulse, but unlike today, what's happening inside of the patient is basically unknowable. The living body is like a black box that can't be opened.
The only way for a doctor to figure out what's wrong with the patient is to ask them.
So doctors were very interested in the patient's history, the story of what the symptom was, how long it had been there, how had it changed, what made it better, what made it worse.
This is Dr. Jacqueline Duffin.
I am a hematologist and a historian of medicine at Queen's University.
Duffin says that because the patient's story was all the doctor had to go on, the symptoms were often seen as
diseases in themselves.
Until someone built a device that would help the doctor open the black box and travel inside the human body.
And suddenly the doctor could hear everything so much more clearly. The heart, the lungs, the breath. And everything changed.
The inventor of the stethoscope was, unsurprisingly, a doctor. René Laennec was born in Brittany in 1781, and he went to medical school in Paris, where he learned to practice percussion, a technique in which the doctor taps their fingers against a patient's chest and listens to the sound to determine things like if fluid is building up in the patient's lungs.
Laennec uses the technique for years, and in 1816, he's examining a patient, and he percusses her torso.
But she's a little bit plump, and because she's plump, he's not getting much sound back from percussing.
He thought about putting his ear right against the patient's breast, but he decided that that would be inappropriate.
So he took a notebook that he had with him, and he rolled it up into a little cylinder, and he put one end on the patient's chest and one end on his ear, and he tells us he was struck by how clearly he could hear her heart beating and her breath sounds.
He used a lathe to carve cylinders out of wood. And at first he wanted to call his new device the cylinder, but eventually he settled on the stethoscope, which means to explore the chest. In a relatively short period of time, Laennec made some key discoveries using his stethoscope. For example, he figured out that when a person has fluid beneath their lungs, they make a sound kind of like a goat.
A kind of bleeding sound like this.
A sound he called egophony. He also discovered sounds that tracked with the different stages of tuberculosis, the number one killer in Europe at the time.
Laennec published his results, linking different diagnoses with anatomical changes in the body that could be detected using his new stethoscope.
Doctors who were his colleagues loved it. They felt that every disease would eventually be attached to an anatomical finding and an anatomical change.
Laennec himself actually worried that many doctors were taking his ideas too far. He believed that listening to what patients had to say was still important to understanding disease.
But the quest for objective information about disease was underway, and the stethoscope was just the beginning.
Then we got x-rays, which do the same thing at the end of the 19th century, and now we have CT scanners and MRIs and PET scans, and all of these marvelous devices are basically trading upon the same paradigm that the stethoscope brought along, that we should be able somehow to image the pathological anatomical abnormalities inside the body to reach the diagnosis, whether the patient has any symptoms at all or not.
These new technologies have led to so many important discoveries about the human body and disease. Today, we can spot tumors before they become life-threatening and diagnose problems like high blood pressure before it causes heart disease. But there are also patients today who struggle because they've got tons of symptoms, but the doctor can't find anything quote-unquote wrong with them. The paradigm shift brought on by the stethoscope has pushed doctors and patients further apart. the doctor is no longer visiting you in your bedroom, interviewing you about every tiny detail of your experience. And sometimes, patients end up feeling like just a collection of data points, rather than a whole human being.
René Laennec died in 1826 at the age of 45, most likely from tuberculosis, a disease he and his stethoscope helped us understand. It's been 200 years since he first rolled up his notebook and pressed it to that patient's chest. Medicine looks completely different than it did back then, but somehow, the stethoscope has endured.
Most doctors nowadays don't carry around reflex hammers unless they're, you know, neurologists. Most doctors don't wear that light on their head. But the stethoscope has never really fallen out of practice.
This is Dr. Andrew Bomback. He's a nephrologist, a kidney doctor, and an assistant professor at the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons.
I mean, I would never give up my stethoscope because I think, in the very least, it's this conduit to connecting with the patient.
Bomback says that physical contact between a doctor and a patient has become increasingly rare.
The stethoscope is still a part of the exam that is still very much aligned with that idea of the laying on of hands that a healer can do.
And even with all these powerful tools for measuring what's going on inside a body, intimate conversations are still really important in medicine. Dr. Bomback says he thinks that the stethoscope has come to symbolize to the patient that the doctor is there to listen.
And whether we're actually listening to their heart or their lungs is probably not that important, but what they really want to know is that we're listening to what they say.
200 years ago, René Laennec's invention ushered in a new medical era, one where the patient's own understanding of their disease gave way to more objective observation of the body. This turn put a certain amount of distance between doctors and patients. Today, maybe the stethoscope lives on to keep physicians and patients from drifting too far apart, to make sure doctors keep close to their patients and keep listening. 99% Invisible is Delaney Hall, Kurt Kohlstedt, Katie Mingle, Sharif Youssef, Avery Truffleman, Emmett Fitzgerald, Taryn Mazza, Sean Rial, and me, Roman Mars. Edited for radio by Vika Aronson. We are a project of 91.7 KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.